Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dennis Ribbent. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent bunts towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Bressuit reaches third base with a triple. Stevenson scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Bill Connors now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Krug and he is safe. Jones steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Jones scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0-for-0 in the game. Ribbent strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abernathy for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lewis is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0-for-1 in the game. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Ribbent covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crane Poole is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.